the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today is the feast day of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. So we pray for our Jesuit friends. Yes, there are such things. And particularly for the repose of the souls of Father Herlich and the other Jesuits who have served here in the diocese. When Jesus tells us parables about the kingdom of heaven, he's telling us parables about the church, because the church is the kingdom of heaven in embryonic form that will grow into heaven itself when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time. And so, Jesus addressed the first parable, that of the mustard seed. Now, if you've ever seen a mustard seed, they're very tiny, very tiny. And yet they grow. They grow into a very large bush. And the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. And what he's telling us through this parable is that while the church starts small, she will grow. And not just grow in size, number of members and nations in which she counts among her own, but grow in holiness and grow to be the city of God, which will descend from heaven, the New Jerusalem. And so, well, that's a good thing to remember, because you know what's wrong with the church? We are, we have the its members who are sinners who don't always live up to the ideal, and we see that locally, we see that across the whole nation. We had the priest scandal a few years ago. Well, just remember, it's not over yet. So don't judge the work of the Lord until it is completed when he returns in glory at the end of time. It's also like, as you said, yeast. You put yeast into the flour, you mix it up, and then you wait, and it makes the flour grow and grow and grow and grow, and then you have a loaf of bread. That is, if your yeast isn't dead and you didn't put cold water in instead of warm water, as some of us have done in the past. Assuming everything goes right, that's what happens. And that also tells us about, the mission of the church. The mission of the church is not to embrace the world, is not to become the world, but is to transform the world. Just as yeast transforms the bread, so we within the church herself, is to convert the world, not to be converted by it. And again, that's something very important to remember, because of the last half century or so, we've heard a lot about opening the windows to the world, opening the doors to the world, which is a good thing, as long as what we're talking about is not embracing the ways of the world, but rather going out into the world to convert it and to change it to the ways of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.